this. I saw this many, many years ago. It always left an impression on me. It's really two different perushim on a medrash that he quotes. I couldn't find the medrash. I imagine it's somewhere in the midrashim. He quotes a medrash, and he has one pshat in Parshas Beshalach and another pshat in Parshas Bereishis. We'll see how much time we have if we do one or both. But the Beis HaLevi, we'll start with Beshalach. What is the meaning of this medrash? A strange medrash. Vayiru ha'ames Hashem. It says right before as Yashir. In the wake of Kriyas Yamsuf, the people feared Hashem. So the comment that the Beis HaLevi brings from the medrash is, Ad kan lo ha'yireimes Hashem. Until this point in time, they did not fear Hashem. Mikan be'eruch ha'yireimes Hashem. From here on, they were fearing Hashem. And the question is obvious. Throughout the time in Eretz Mitzrayim with the Makos, the entire year, the Yud Beis Chodesh of the Makos, all that Hashem was doing, performing, all the wonders, supernatural things happening all around them, and the Mitzvim were being punished, would that not have left an impact on Kai Yisrael that they should fear Hashem? Wouldn't that itself have brought about Yiras Hashem to see the Onshim and the Mitzrayim and the Makos? Why only now with Kriyas Yamsuf, Ad Kan Lo Yirei Mikan Ha Yirei? That's the Medrash. Says the Beis HaLevi Parshas Beshalach, here's the difference. The Nisim in Mitzrayim were be'ikar meant as an onesh for the Mitzrayim. Mishpat HaMitzim Mitzrayim, Yud Beis Chodesh, Ki Yodua, the Biskav Rav and Chumash makes a big deal about this, that one of the Matara, one of the Mataros, one of the purposes of the Makos was for the sake of wreaking havoc against Mitzrayim as a way of punishing them. Don Anochi Be'eser Makos, Rashi says, it was a sense of meeting out onesh to Mitzrayim. It was a result of, and that was what was that was the engine of the Makos. Kai Yisrael didn't have their own merit so much, so it wasn't the near schus that the Makos were coming against Mitzrayim. It was because of the wickedness of Mitzrayim. Meanwhile, from that emerges Kai Yisrael's being shielded and saved from the Makos. The Nisim that happened to us is that we were spared those Makos. This is Avtocha. In our parasha called Machat Shesamti, Lo Asim Alecha, Kai Yisrael constantly giving that kind of reassurance that we're not going to be affected by those kinds of things even going forward. But during the time of Mitzrayim, this was what they saw, that the onesh of Mitzrayim led them to be saved. That's one level of Yira. That's the Yira from the Midas Hadin. Here, Kriyas Yamsuf was very different. Here, the opposite. They already had Schusim, they had Pesach, they had Mila, they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they entered into the Yamsuf. The onesh of Mitzrayim was natural. It wasn't supernatural, because people drowned in water. The miracle was that Klal Yisrael experienced a Kriyas Yamsuf, and from that resulted the onesh of Mitzrayim. That means that the onesh, which is obviously what brings about Yira, they saw Mitzrayim, Mesas Vas Hayam, was a result of Midas HaRachamim. That even within Midas HaRachamim, which was where it started, the Kriyas Yamsuf for Kai Yisrael, it also had another expression of Midas HaDin side by side, that the Mitzrayim would drowned, and the fact that there could even be a Yira that is resulting from an expression of Rachamim, which is the focus of what Kriyas Yamsuf was, by Yiru HaAmes Hashem, which is the Midas HaRachamim, that is what made this Yira unique that didn't exist until now. This is Pachot Yoter, what he says in Parshas Beshalach. But he tells you to also look in Parshas Bereishis, where he had a different pshat in this medrash. So let me share that as well. The piece in Parshas Bereishis appears right after he discusses the uniqueness of Shabbos. And the Beis HaLevi has a beautiful way of explaining what it means that bas Shabbos, bas Menucha. What is it means that Menucha was created on Shabbos. And he explains what it means is that during Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, it was Melacha. Hashem did something, put something into the world that didn't exist before. That's creation. Shabbos, the Menucha of Shabbos represents that everything that was put into place in the world can only continue to exist because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to exist. He wills it to exist. Without Hashem's continuous input into the Bria would collapse on itself. And that's what it means that Shabbos brought Menucha to the world. Menucha means that the world continues to function because Atam Mechayas Kulam, Mechadish Bitu B'chol Yom Tamid. And then he says, this is the Yira that came about at Kriyas Yamsuf. He has many other midrashim, which we don't have time to quote, but the idea is that there's a Yiras Ha'onesh, that a person could see things happening, and naturally you're afraid. And this is true even with Derech HaTeva, with people, person who has power, has control, we're afraid of what they might do to me. But then there's another idea of yira, and that is a sense of, you might say, awe, and almost approaching a sense of ava. Yira is haromimus, related to that idea. When you recognize, let's say a person is drowning, and someone comes and grabs you and is holding on to you through the water, holding on, you know, if you let go, if they let go, that's it, you're finished. And it continues to happen. It takes you through quite a stretch of water, and you know that you're literally, your life is hanging in the balance, and the person is taking you and saving you. It's not yiras ha'onesh that you're experiencing. It's a different feeling of yira. It's a yira of knowing that I am totally in this person's hands and literally at their mercy, and anything could happen at any second, and that's it, and I don't exist anymore. It's a different experience of an emotion of yira. And that is the idea for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person recognizes that literally they are completely in Hashem's hands and nothing can exist without Him. So there's never a yiras ha'onesh so much as a feeling of total dependence on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The total sense of how vulnerable we are, and without HaKadosh Baruch Hu we are lost. Ultimately, that yira can only come into being when we have the constant feeling of being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ultimate sense. But there are glimpses of that we could have in this world. And that's the yira that Kari Yisrael experienced at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, when they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make the yam into Yabasha, and make the Yabasha back again into Yam, and realize that there's really nothing and no power, no force in the world that has any independent ability to do anything, because everything is Yad Hashem. Nothing can have independent power without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we are completely biyado, hine kachomer biyado yotzer, we are completely with Him, and that's the Bechin of Shabbos. The idea that the world cannot exist without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant energizing and nourishing and putting in the chiyus into that world, and that exists for me as an individual. That was the bechina of yira that came about here at Kriyas Yamsuf, when literally their lives were hanging in the balance, and literally HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up for them the channels of Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's the Ad Kan HaYireh Mes Hashem. He brings a Zohar that says that the yira was in that which Moshe said, Al Tira'u. What does that mean? The yira was, the Moshe said, Al Tiro. It's Hein Hein Hadvarim. Moshe said, Al Tiro means you have nothing to fear because you're in Hashem's hands. So there's nothing that could do anything to you because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of everything. So the yira was that knowing that there's nothing else to fear, Melo the yira becomes the yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rav used to say a pshat, Uvechein Tein Pachdech Hashem Elkeinu Kol Ma'asecha, we say in Rosh Hashanah. So he quotes in Al Tshuva, they quote this. Some psychiatrist said, what is this? Pachad, anxiety, it's a terrible thing to feel anxious. Why are we wishing that we want everyone to feel anxious and nervous? So the Rav said in response, people constantly worry about everything. There are worries that constantly occupy our minds. We're worried about all kinds of petty things, and some things are less petty, but basically we're filled with worries. The wish that we have is that if you have this one pachad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that pachad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes everything else and wipes it away. Imagine a person's on a tightrope. So they're not going to worry about what their lunch is going to be, you know, in a few hours. They're literally on a tightrope. They know that they can fall. So it literally doesn't allow any room for any of the normal types of things that make us anxious. So the one feeling of pachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu shatters any other things that constantly make us worry. That's the word of the Beis Halevi over here. The sense of Yiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Kriyas Yamsuf, with that sense of ultimate Yiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense not of Yiras HaOnesh, but in the sense of recognizing that we are Mamish Biyado, and there's nothing else that has any force or power over us, but we're literally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. The ultimate realization will be Lesed Lavo, but the pockets and the moments of that came about here at Kriyas Yamsuf. Shabbos.